Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
We're going to be covering Outlander Season 8, Episode 3, Abeus Quaceri.
Yeah. Yes. That would be Latin for people who are Frasers or something.
I don't fucking care.
we're getting that... We've been watching too much Outlander feeling again, and it hasn't even been that long in season 8, so that's kind of disturbing. We're hoping that things are going to perk up, but they haven't yet. We have our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing. There has been cursing. It will happen again. There will be spoilers for this show, which include that we're talking about season 8. We're going to talk about our speculation about the rest of season 8, which we have not yet seen, so we're watching this. You're listening to us watch it more or less in real time, and we are having something to drink, and I picked this one because we are continuing to be on our ginger quest, and I saw that there's blood orange ginger beer by Fever Tree. Now, Natalie is not a big ginger beer person, but the color of this is great.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I'm actually thinking, like, you know, you mix it with some aranciata, Aperol. That could be tasty. Yeah.
Anyway. It just tastes like cough medicine to me.
Well, I don't hate it. And it is definitely red, orange, ginger looking. And so that would fit all of the Frasier stuff we got going on with this show. So it seemed appropriate to me. It may come up again. You never know. It might be an ingredient for a cocktail. Things happen. So let's get started.
I guess we'll begin with William and Lord John Grey. So, Lord John Grey first writes to Claire about wanting Brianna to paint a portrait of the widow and her baby to give to his brother.
Lady Ben Gray.
Yes. And to give him some solace of like, well, at least you have an heir.
Look, there's
even
a baby.
Though your other heir died, you have another one.
Yay.
But essentially, William shares his theory, and Lord John Grey obviously points out all the holes that we poked into it of like, well, if he did escape, why would they cover that up? Second, like, if you dug up this guy's grave and it was the wrong name, maybe he's just in the other guy's grave.
Like, yeah.
Dude. But William is just like, I knew you wouldn't understand me.
Well,
like, okay.
But John wants him to go to a party, like a social something. And we've now confirmed that they are in Savannah, which how you get back and forth from Savannah to Philadelphia in the way that they seem to do in this show is idiotic and insane.
I think Mercy and Henry just had to leave because they were...
You wouldn't come south? No. And they were talking about changing... And William went to Monmouth, New Jersey to where the prison camp was. No.
Okay, so he was... went to Philadelphia that just by magic quickly went to Philadelphia. Because Philadelphia is far.
Yeah.
From Savannah.
It is very far from Savannah. So, yeah.
Don't even get me started on how quickly things happen.
12, 13 hours in a car.
Yeah, no, that's in a car.
That's in a car.
That's in a car. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he's like, all right, well, if Ben did escape, he would definitely get a note to his commanding officer, and his commanding officer is going to be at this luncheon that I'm going to. Will you come with me and you can interrogate him? And he's like, well, I know you're just trying to get me back out in society. He's like, well, yeah, but this also serves your purpose, so why are you complaining?
Yeah. And so the widow had made a very fancy embroidered vest for Ben, but never gave it to him. But she's like, oh, you're the same size, while she stares at William's chest because she walks into his room while he's got no shirt on. I will say that he does not look good with his hair down. That should never happen.
Just give it in the ponytail, man.
Keep it with the ponytail, get it cut short, something. This is not okay. But he does have a nice physique. We'll give him that.
Oh,
But
yeah.
we knew that anyway,
Yeah, we figured
even
that anyway.
without taking his shirt off, we knew that. So, but she's like, "Oh, you're the same size." Stare, stare, stare.
I'm sorry, but the father of your child just died.
Yeah, I mean,
Clearly,
now
he didn't mean that much to
money is
you.
moving super fast, which makes me think that there are ulterior motives involved
I'm
here.
getting the impression that this has been happening really consistently, that people who have recently been widowed suddenly just immediately get married again or get into a romantic relationship again. Like Walter's wife didn't even know that Walter was dead, but was already forming an attachment to Henry at that point.
I think that's a little bit different because, like,
They
he,
had a strained marriage and all that stuff,
right?
but
The way this is being portrayed, it wasn't like that. So who the fuck knows?
she
But
had a
it
full
does,
on baby with him.
yeah, it does make things look rather weird.
It is weird. And so,
We will talk about the things that proceed with that. But anyway, they go to this luncheon.
no, there's more. She reveals that she's not the daughter of a nobleman. She's a daughter of a naturalist slash bookseller.
And her grandfather was a botanist.
And that's why she's named Amaranthus. And it's also why she embroidered some beetles onto the waistcoat.
Yay.
I'm not fully against this pairing.
They're
I'm really
lovely
I, like
people.
th no, they're beautiful people, obviously, and they're doing beautiful things. It's not what Andrew loves to do. I'll discuss my issue. Well, I'll discuss it now, but it's more prevalent next. Oh no, I'll wait for next
Yeah,
episode.
it's more
I'll
of a
bring it
next
up.
episode kind of thing, but it does
My
start.
issue is more of a next episode thing.
So they go to this lunch. William and Lord John Grey go to this lunch. William talks to the commanding officer, who's like, "Yeah, it was really awful
We got a letter, but then didn't hear anything after
after the
that.
yeah this the letter was right after the raiding party, and he it's really sad because they had captured such a high-ranking prisoner, and so when the only other thing that gets revealed in this, and this is weird, so the commanding officer asks William to talk to the local command people about prison conditions for British soldiers, because he had been to this Monmouth prison camp. And he said, "I talked to your father, Lord John Grey, about that. But it's been a long time since he was involved with prisons." And apparently William did not know that Lord John Grey was the governor of Arsmere, which
Why does that
that's kind of bizarre.
matter?
Well, I mean, it's bizarre that he wouldn't know. Like, why would you keep
Yeah,
that a secret? That's
there's
very
no reason for
strange.
that to be a secret other than keeping Jamie from him, but Jamie's been a part of his life up till now, so it doesn't really
I
matter.
think maybe it's the hiding the fact that he let Jamie go, and Jamie was this high-value prisoner. I don't know. I don't know, but it does seem weird that you would hide the fact that you were the governor of the prison.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
weird, but it's
it's
also
super
bizarre that
strange.
they're making such a big deal out of him learning that. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, but yeah,
He had a life before you, man.
yeah. So William then goes back and give.
No. LJG's former lover.
Oh, yeah, this guy beat him. So we had seen him briefly in the last season. He clearly is gay. I think he is married to some female relative
Or
of,
he's a stepbrother.
or he's a stepbrother or something, but he's
Not related
married
by
to a French
blood.
woman. He is married to a French woman of high rank. And we had learned that briefly in the last thing. He's also somebody who's playing all sides. And so Beecham guy gets a seat next to LJG at the lunch. And says, "I want to talk to this guy, Fergus Fraser."
Your first
That would be
Fergus.
funny. But no, Fergus Fraser, I've got news to impart. And LJ is like, "Yeah, sure you do. I'll give you like a letter of introduction or something, or I'll talk to Fergus about talking to you if you help me run down Captain Richardson."
I had forgotten that Captain Richardson was actually the one who sold William out to the Hessians.
Yes, the Hessians.
I was remembering if they were called Hessians, but who got him captured in that regard. So that's who Captain Richardson is, not the person who sold Jane out. It would be really crazy if it was the same guy, though.
It might be. I just don't remember the names of these people. And sorry.
Oh.
And we are not that vested. Sorry.
Not really.
No. So
So,
William then goes home. Go ahead.
yes, William goes home and he talks to Amaranthus, and he gives her Ben's belongings and like his coat and all that stuff that he got from the camp. And she's like, oh, okay, I'll put it with the rest of his stuff. She opens up a couple drawers, and in one of them is the little tin soldier that he had been looking for. And it turns out that Ben gave Amaranthus the tin soldier for their child to like keep him safe and all that stuff. So that's where the tin soldier is, not with Ben, but with them. And so William doesn't get any time to really process that by the time like they are wander out into the garden and she teaches him about beetles and then kisses him.
Yeah, I mean she's like clearly the person
Who's the most
who,
interested?
well,
Not that William isn't, it's just she's very forward
yeah,
about
she's
it.
very
I'm going to touch your chest.
yeah, like oh
I'm
she's
going to
very
kiss
this is
you.
next to your nipple, you know, that kind of thing.
Which is, again, very interesting for a woman who just lost her husband.
And has a young
And not to
baby.
say that you can't move on from your husband, like your former husband, especially considering we don't know the nature of their relationship, but
But
it's
it
like,
looks like it's affectionate. She
and
has all the
also,
letters and stuff.
yeah,
It's very
love letters,
strange.
and Ben seemed like a really good guy
Yeah.
from based off of like flashbacks and all of William's great memories of him. And so
Yeah.
I'm just confused.
Yeah, he's a good guy. So, you know,
Okay.
you
So
kind of feel
we
like,
know that it
yeah.
runs in the family. So I don't understand why.
That's not a thing, by
I'm aware
the
that
way.
that's not a thing, but like I don't understand what the deal is.
Yeah, it, well, and it's
And no one's telling me.
well, right, but here's the other part of it is like William, I think, still holds out some hope that Ben escaped from the prison. Like he's still
Don't Ben
unaccounted
smooch in
for.
his wife.
Well, he didn't smooch her, she
He
smooched
kissed
him.
back. He kissed
Not
back.
much, not much.
He let it happen. And then
There
next
you
episode
go.
is more
Oh, the next
egregious.
episode
And
is
next episode,
great.
I have shit to say. This is fine, I guess, but it's still weird for Amaranthus to do that. So yeah, that's Lord John Grey and
William.
William.
Meanwhile,
At
oh
the
God,
outpost,
at
at
the
the
out,
trading outpost, Fanny is harassed by some creeps.
that she recognizes the way they speak as being like officers with the British Army.
And Brianna's concerned.
Yes.
Lord, whoa. Lord John Grey. I haven't warmed up my voice, sorry. Lord John Grey writes to Claire about wanting Brianna to paint the widow and the baby portrait in Savannah. Jamie gets all pissy about that because Lord John Grey shouldn't be talking to you, Claire. It's your former husband, Claire. Remember when you fucked him, Claire? And Claire's just like, we talked about this. And he's just like, I'm still mad, Claire.
they
It's
go
like, okay.
round and round and finally end up having jealousy sex. To have
Jamie.
jealousy sex. To have
Don't
jealousy sex.
understand why he's still so fed up about this. You've already nearly killed the man. Like, what are you
Had
talking about?
multiple rounds of jealousy sex about this.
You have had so many rounds of jealousy sex. You've
It's
already
more.
hashed out this
Yeah,
argument.
but this is more than the jealousy sex you may or may not have had about Frank. So it's kind of like I that makes like no sense to me. Like they were married for like a week.
I think the other thing is like Jamie has every right to still be upset that it happened, but don't hold it against her like this as much as you are. You've already hashed out the major drama here. Like this should already be like in the past at this point. I don't think you need to make this bigger than it already is.
And that's kind of Claire's point, but the way they talk around it is
He's like, I told
so.
you I was a jealous man. Did I tell you I'd move on from it? No. It's like,
And I'm always thinking that Lord John Grey is in our bed with us, and she's like, I'm not.
yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
Really?
He's gay and didn't want
you. Like, she shouldn't be upset about, like,
What are you
all
talking
that shit where
about?
you made promises you were gonna have sex with this guy. I mean, come on, I'd be more upset about
I
that,
am just
honestly.
so upset that they are still having this argument into this season. And it
Oh.
was already dumb last
Oh,
season.
yeah.
And the fact that they had sex in the first place is crazy. But the fact that he is holding it over her this much after she thought you were dead.
Yeah, right. And after like your years of lying about Leary and lying about all this other
You
shit, like
didn't tell her about that
she
bit.
didn't lie to you.
And there's a discussion later about that, but
Ugh.
first, Fanny's concerned that maybe that she'll have to go stay with William instead of staying with them because Jamie seems mad at Lord John Grey, but Claire reassures her. Brianna gets
No,
the.
what Fanny says is that because she overhears something about William, what she thinks is going to happen is she's going to ha go have go back and have to work in the brothel,
Oh, yeah, sorry.
and because she
But
thinks that
Claire
he has
reassures
nowhere else to
her.
go. Yeah,
Brianna gets the tea on Claire and Lord John Grey. I love this scene. It's so
this is
funny.
so funny. That actually was
So
really good.
funny. And Brianna's just like, do I have to call him dad now?
Like, what am I gonna say when I
I
go to
love
Savannah?
her. I love her.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
So Jamie talks to Captain Cunningham about the guys harassing Fanny and how they were. It's like, and he's like, oh yeah, those were my son's colleagues and returning his belongings, like his coat and his pistol and all that stuff. Then Brianna wants to go get guns from the Continental Army in Savannah in case of an attack in the back country because they are basically unarmed. And the Continental Army is trying to take back Savannah, so this would be the perfect time. She has the letter to get her into Savannah. She already has an excuse to be there with Lord John Grey.
Did
And
you,
so.
and I'm sorry, I got distracted for a second. Did you talk about the fact that this Cleveland guy hanged the bad guys from the outpost, or was going to? He killed them because they had guns. That's the whole reason
That's
Jamie's.
at the end of the episode. Towards the end of the episode. We haven't gotten there yet.
But that's the whole reason that Jamie agrees that they can go and get the guns.
No, but they are just having the discussion that Brianna wants to get the guns and Jamie doesn't want her to get the
Oh.
guns because it's
Spoiler, guess
dangerous.
what? He's gonna agree eventually. We knew this. We knew this.
Not saying we didn't, but you didn't have to spoil it like that just because you weren't paying attention. Okay, yeah, Jamie thinks it's too dangerous. They fight about Lord John Grey again, him and Claire do, and Jamie is like, she's just like, did you not forgive me? And then he's just like, fine, I forgive you. And she's just like, no, that's not forgiveness. What the fuck are you talking about? You actually have to move past this. If we're going to have a like normal relationship, you need to shut the fuck up and get over yourself.
This is the same argument that I was referring to earlier because it all kind of bunches together. This is all the same fucking thing. It's
They
just
have
a lot
makeup
of time.
sex, and then the next morning, post-coitus, they discuss Frank's book and why they think he wrote it. Like, do you think it was out of spite? Do you think that he was actually trying to do Claire a service to like find out what happened to Jamie, or was it to taunt her about, oh, Jamie died, look, or whatever? But he never told her about it, so why does it matter?
Right.
At this stage in the game, it was published posthumously. Clearly, he did nothing with it.
Yeah.
His at this stage in the game, like who knows what his motives were, and I
Yeah,
think they just need to
but
get over
I
it.
agree with you. There's like a lot of weird in the timing of the appearance of this book. And there's extra weird. I love Tobias Menzies. His voice does not need to be in this show anymore.
If they were going to do it, they should have just had him physically there and like being
With
like a
Morse
person,
code.
like Force Ghost Colin Firth or through the window of a carriage.
I would kind of hate that too.
I didn't do, but at least it would be better than his floating head, talking head voice, whatever.
Whatever.
Claire helps a woman deliver twins. Her husband is really hesitant to let her because they're African American and
They're
they're
free.
free,
Yeah.
and they are very distrustful, or the husband really is distrustful of white people and doesn't want them to get enslaved, and he doesn't want to involve his children in that, and which is absolutely understandable. But Claire
Absolutely.
proves it's like, no, I'm helping. And then this bullshit happens. So they, she
In
delivers the first baby. The first baby's fine. The other baby has to be delivered upside down, so feet first. And the baby is delivered and not breathing. So Claire does some CPR, warms up the baby, all of that stuff. And the baby's still not responding. And
She's giving up.
Claire's also getting flashbacks of Faith because, again, trauma. And then the baby suddenly wakes up and is alive, and which is great.
But Claire believes that this is because she has blue light that emanates out from her, because that happened before when she had Faith, and that was ha how she thinks she healed, got healed by Master Raymond, or she healed herself or something. And then, like, suddenly she has a white streak in her hair. Now, my personal belief, personally, I think that they ran out of the kind of wig that they had. It was salt and pepper. And they're like, oh shit, we can only find one that has a white streak. Let's explain that shit. Sure.
My theory is that they've gone off the rails. And so because what the fuck are you talking about? He helped her deliver her placenta. That's what he did. That was how he saved her. It was festering in her uterus. He needed to get it out. He got it out by touching her stomach and like
Well, he also
massaging
kind of like
it.
reached in there. It was like
He
weird, but
also had to reach in there.
yeah.
That's a real friend. But who will reach into you or your uterus? But either way, he was able to help her deliver the placenta afterwards, and that's what saved her. It wasn't him and some blue fucking light to be like, ah, you're saved. And then she thinks, well, maybe that's how Faith lived. She has magical powers that made her bring her back to life, like I just did with this baby. It's like you gave the baby CPR, babe. You gave the baby CPR. You're the scientist here.
I think he's trying to play along with her a little bit. He's like, well, you're really good. He calls her healer, but you're really good at the stuff that you do. And she's like, no, this is different. And he's like, okay, sure.
It's so dumb.
But he's very clearly skeptical, because he's like, if even if Master Raymond did that, like, what would he do with the baby? Like, where did he take the baby? Why wouldn't
He
he
was
tell us
banished
about the
from
baby?
France.
But not immediately. I mean,
No.
so
He said goodbye. And also, my other issue with it is like during all of season two, we see Master Raymond, and everyone's like, oh, maybe he practices war. He's a warlock or a witch of some kind. But every single turn, the show has demonstrated to us that it was a sleight of hand or
An herb or
it was
something.
something that could be explained. But no, now it has to be some blue fucking light that somehow is magic and heals
And turns
people.
your hair gray.
Literally, of all the people to believe this bullshit, Claire should not be thinking that. That should be a Jamie thing of like, well, I remember when you were dying of like the gunshot wound, there was this blue light or something. Like, this seems like something he would be like, well, the fairy folk must have saved you. Like, that is Jamie's belief. She is a woman of science. And not to say that you can't have some whimsy to you if you're a woman of science. But she has up until this point been very logical about how things are done and how you are saving people's lives.
Well, right, and I do think that, like, one of the things that really bothers me about this is, like, there have been all these discussions about faith, and I mean actual religious faith, and she has talked about that in various contexts as a doctor, and believing that God does things, and it's sometimes being angry about like not being able to save people and stuff like that. So if you want to attribute it to God, fine. And honestly, I have faith, and I do believe that those kinds of miracles happen. But don't go sitting around like, I personally wield pale blue light. No, no, you do
It's
not.
so dumb.
Yes. Okay. So they
Jamie made there is a Scottish term for it, but a stone stack
Oh, a cairn.
for Jane, a cairn for Jane, for Fanny to go to and remember her sister. It's very sweet. Then they hear gunshots, and it's Cleveland who killed those two creeps who were trying to
Harnessing her.
smuggle some guns into Fraser's Ridge. clearly meant to go somewhere to supply someone with guns, and they are carrying a letter. The letter is from Cunningham's uncle, and it is in code. It's very clearly, we are trying to arm you guys on Fraser's Ridge so that we can get some loyalists to make a militia. And of course, Jamie confronts Cunningham about this, and it's made clear Cunningham never. I was making it sound like he was a turncoat, and I apologize for that. It was me, like, not really paying attention. But
Oh, I'm the
he.
bad one for not paying attention.
You can at least listen to me recount the episode poorly. Either way, he was never a turncoat, even like in
Yeah,
his
he's always been
persona.
a
He's been
loyalist.
a loyalist, but he simply retired from the army and stepped, quit the
Right,
army.
but what he says is, no, I didn't.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
working
now.
for this General Cunningham, maybe,
No,
but
it's a
who's
different
someone who's
general.
under Cornwallis. So Cornwallis has like these plans for the Ridge in North Carolina and everything else. And so this other guy,
Ferguson.
Patrick Ferguson, who is like a colonel or something like that, that Cunningham answers to. And he's like, yeah, we're gonna be like getting a militia together and we're gonna get all of these loyalists and I'm recruiting people. And what are you gonna do about it? Because there are more loyalists here than you know.
Yep. So they're trying to raise a loyalist militia, which apparently, as we learn in the next episode, spoiler alert, is the one that the Frasers and everyone else is going to be fighting at King's Mountain in the back country.
Yes. And so
And that's it.
that's it. There is Frank voiceover. No, you are going to die at King's Mountain, right at the end. And so what were your best parts of this?
Fanny, I like that she stood up for herself to those creeps. Fuck them. Brianna getting the gossip is probably my favorite
Oh yeah, that I
scene in
didn't
this
write that down. That's
entire
really good.
entire
Episode.
episode. And Jamie making a what is it, a cairn?
Cairn,
Cairn.
Cairn.
A cairn for Jane is very, very sweet. I like that a lot. That
Okay.
is all I wrote down because I have mixed feelings or really passionate feelings about the rest.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about one of the things I wrote down. I put a question mark by it, which is the romance for William.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings after watching the second episode.
Right. I mean, I kind of had mixed feelings in this episode because, like I said, there's something suspicious about how quickly this woman's moving, especially
Oh,
in
it
this
gets
time period.
weirder.
It does, but it's suspicious even at this level.
Yeah.
I like the birth of the twin. I don't like the Claire Bush
I do like the
the family and stuff. They're
because
great.
it seems like so simple and it's not like overtaking an entire episode. It's just
Right.
simply like a slice of
Life.
someone else's life
Yeah.
coming into an intertwining with Claire's for a second.
Yeah, and
I do like that.
not in the like we're going on a weird side quest into the creepy houses and
Yeah.
stuff. So yeah, I liked that. I liked the Claire and Brianna thing. I think that's really good. That was all I wrote down. So what were your worst parts?
Creepy guys, fuck you. That is an 11-year-old girl. Jamie getting territorial about Lord John Grey again is stupid. I think he can make jokes about it. That's totally fine. Him being like, it's from your second, third husband, or like whatever. That's funny. But like him being so upset and being like, no, Brianna can't paint a portrait of a family member of his. It's like, what are you
This
talking
is, yeah,
about?
I mean, it's also a family member of Williams. Like, and
And
that's kind
also,
of what Claire says. It's
yeah.
like you can't avoid Williams like living with
It's
him.
also Brianna's decision. It's her invitation to take or leave. Weird relative slash lover thing with Lord John Grey. It's always been weird, especially with the relative aspect of it. It would be one thing if they did not include any of the relative thing from last season and just had him be a former lover that is still kind of a snake in the grass sometimes, but he also has a snake between his legs that Lord John Grey really, really liked. And
Yeah, we're not
that's
getting that
fine.
sense
We're
at
not
all from
getting that
her.
sense. We get a lot of unease from Lord John Grey. And I think it would be so much cuter and more playful if they were former lovers that just never were able to make it happen. They both had their beards and such, and then came back together and are just like, oh, well,
I like
I mean,
you.
if in exchange for finding Captain Richardson, I will suck your dick. Like, I mean, that's something. Like, but there's no
You're
playfulness.
so
It's just,
vulgar, Natalie. Jeez. You use a euphemism occasionally.
what euphemism, mother? Make you happy? Like,
Let's go upstairs.
Jesus Christ. Okay. And then Claire thinking she's magic is bullshit. That's so dumb. I
It is
hate
so
it.
dumb.
I
It's
hate it. I
terrible.
hope they abandon it immediately, but I know they won't, and it's making me upset. Cunningham being a spy, we already knew. And Frank's narration is really out of place and weird.
Yeah, all caps for me, and I put this, I didn't, I put it multiple places, but Frank voice shit is asinine. It is just, the idea that Frank's voice is in Jamie's head, they've never spoken to each other. So, like, it's supposed to be Lord John, I mean, not Blackjack Randall's voice. I mean, it makes zero sense to me that he is hearing that voice as you're gonna die. That just seems
I
insane.
think it makes sense because he saw the picture and now associates Frank with Blackjack Randall, so he hears Blackjack
And
Randall's.
Blackjack Randall is torturing me, like just like Frank. Wait, no, they're the same person. It's stupid, it's asinine. I hate it. The whole Claire believing she's magic, hate it. The creepy loyalist guys, hate them. Glad they're dead. They needed to be. I was fine with it. Lord John Grey and his weird relative, I did not like. It really bugs me. The girl being aggressive with William. I didn't like, and Jamie just being fucking stupid. Like,
Yeah.
he's stupid about the Claire thing. He is stupid about the bullshit with Cunningham. And he walks away from this guy telling him, "I'm raising a loyalist army on your ridge. What you gonna do about it?" And he's just like, "I'm going home." I appreciate that he is going to pass the baton a little bit to Brianna and Roger to go get these guns, but it is, I don't know. He has been rather dense about all of this stuff, and that is not great. So, what grade did you give this?
C.
I gave it a C plus. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure where the plus comes from. So, it's probably just a C.
It made me upset.
It didn't make me. Wow, this show makes me upset. Like the stupidity
The
and
magic thing
the
made
magic
me
thing is really bad.
upset.
It's just really bad. I agree. And that is bad. So we have again much more to come, much, much more of season 8 to come. And we are hoping that you join us. And cheers.
Cheers.